This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri wants large livestock operation regulation to be done at the state level. Some counties say that's their job. Now, a judge has put a new law that gives the state control on hold, pending a lawsuit by two counties, an environmental group, and a handful of private citizens. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan All reports, it's a battle that has already played out in other Midwestern states.
Blake Hurst, president of the Missouri Farm Bureau, says the legislation rights a wrong and has agriculture following the same rules as every other industry in the state. He says counties are not equipped to make decisions about concentrated animal feeding operations, also known as CAFOs, where hundreds, sometimes thousands of hogs or cattle are kept in small pens in large warehouse-like structures to maximize output. Hurst says the state needs to take the lead.
It takes a certain amount of expertise. These are scientific questions. And counties don't have that expertise. And so they adopt these. Basically, what they do is adopt these poorly written regulations.
Hurst says that the 20 counties that have regulations on the books about CAFOs are inconsistent and unfair. And that's why the state stepped in to try to prohibit counties from their own rules and create a statewide system. That's rubbing local officials the wrong way. Randy Verkamp is a county commissioner in Phelps County. He says when it comes to a local issue, it should be local elected officials that make the decision.
In the balance, we think we know more about what's going on in our county, and we know what would be best for it, as opposed to folks from afar, and that would include most of the representatives and senators in the legislature. So mostly we prefer local control. We're big fans of local control.
Rural residents and small farmers also want to see those decisions made locally.
Where are you going, one? You going to let me come say hi?
Holly Bickmeyer is tending to the 20 cows on a cattle farm she manages in Maurice County. It's a small operation on 40 acres of pasture, nestled in 165 acres of mostly wooded land. Bickmeyer says the land she lives on is too sensitive and too important to leave up to state regulations devised by people who don't know her county.
Sinkholes open up all the time. I would be very concerned. I mean, you see the lake that's in my front yard here, and if somebody builds a hog operation at the end of my driveway, I would be concerned about that waste getting into the groundwater, and I walk out one day and all my bass are dead.
Bickmeyer isn't involved in the lawsuit, but she hopes the plaintiffs are successful and keep regulations local and put in front of people she elected and she trusts.
I would expect my county commissioners to look very closely at the science and the studies that have been done and look to places like Iowa. Like, we don't want to be Iowa.
Iowa, along with Kansas, Illinois, and Wisconsin, are the Midwest states that have similar laws on the books, putting large livestock operations under state control instead of local governments. While Bickmeyer says that has led to bad outcomes in those states, others disagree. Daniel Anderson teaches agricultural engineering at Iowa State University. He says the rules have worked well in Iowa because it's taken the politics out of locating large livestock operations.
I think there is something nice about consistency and uniformity of regulations, and it creates a situation where it is what you know and not who you know when you get an operation that's permitted or not permitted.
Anderson says the Iowa system may not make everyone happy, but it's fair. Proponents of the bill in Missouri have said too many counties have made knee-jerk reactions to a small number of neighbors complaining about the smell and traffic that comes along with a large livestock operation and put unfair restrictions in place. But Holly Bickmeyer says it's the state that will be unfair under the new system. She says the Department of Natural Resources and Agriculture are now dominated by people with a certain point of view.
And they've stacked it with a lot of large, you know, corporate agriculture people. So, of course, I don't feel like those folks are going to be watching out for local interests. They're watching out for the big guys.
A judge will have to determine the next step. A hearing on the future of the lawsuit and the law taking effect will be held on September 16th in Cole County. Reporting from Rolla, I'm Jonathan All, St. Louis Public Radio.